Simon Tov Kuf Yudalad, we're holding on the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Ches. So it's Mishnah Berurah and Katan Lamed Ches.
Right, so there's the hard Kuf of the Chesh.
It's page Kuf Lamed Dalad, I'm an Alba finger, your Marmok. It's okay. He's going to give a share, yeah. So he said, you can't take the seal and cut it into two pieces. With a knife. If you want to tear it apart by hand,
so
take a look at the Bir Halacha. See, the Bir Halacha and Chaytin starts off with Imutal Nakim Biyad Lasishin Lishtayim Loni Spar Bachrenim. Whether you're allowed to do it by hand, that's not clear. L'char Miloshin Chaytin Mashal Dafti Bekli. The language of Chaytin is always used referred to with a knife, with a kli. Because you cost the Yamsu Shlomo B'Segizu Layir Abba B'Sev Yud. But on the other hand, the Morris says, how can you do it? The Morris says, well, you can burn it apart. Why do you just tear it apart? All the minister Hashas Lashkuke Eteri Shapoiska Al Yadehur Masha, the Bashar Gavni Osir. The fact that you had to use fire to separate it, but it seems to indicate even my hand is also. So that's his question. And at the end of the whole piece, he says in Sarachian. So he remains with a question of what to do with what you can do by hand.
If you miss the time of
Pearson Manet,
how long?
Mark, the table.
Right,
so
there's a right. Like that. Yeah.
So you don't even help Mark.
Who are the main
Pearsons? The table here, the table. Seal the Shnai. Two Bechal Tikkun Mono. You can't cut it into two parts because it's a Tikkun Mono. Shemesak and Roysa Pimsila Acha Shtai. You're making out of one wick, you're making two. Wodinim Hoysa Arukha Beyoser. If it's too long, they know, although it's not good to use it as such. The Chetzel Vimeno, he wants to cut off some of it. Kela Kasha to make it shorter. Gam Ken Oster. Gam Ken Mechlam. Tikkun Mono. Both of those are forms of Tikkun Mono. You're fixing it. You're fixing it by cutting it. So that's going to be us. What you could do is you could light it in the middle. Malika Bamsa. If you're staying there as Dalkos, you'll have now two lit candles. Two lit oil lamps. It's not obvious that your goal is to make two wicks. It looks like your goal is to light two lamps. But it's only water if you need both. Who the Turkish day? The man of Tzorch, if you don't need both, you can't look at the Lasak and Monarchim Acham. It's obvious that his goal is to make this wick more usable by cutting it in half. Now, Bada, the din zeh, this halacha, who did Menir Shal Shai or Ishal Chel, if you have a wet wax or tallow candle, which wasn't lit yet, a dime. You want to cut it in half, they use only half the candle. Also, to light the candle in the middle, that would be mutter. I'm not sure how you would do that exactly. Probably, it's a very, you know, it's not so much wax around the wick. You can put some type of heat, fire source to there, and it'll burn through the wax and it'll light the wick there.
No, I don't think that's the point.
Okay.
How far do we go with Tikkun Mono? If I could tie on, is that Tikkun Mono? If I button my shirt, is that Tikkun Mono?
I don't think so.
I know the answer because we do it. No one says don't do it. But what's the difference?
You're not changing the item by doing so. The item remains the same. You're changing the item.
If you tell me it's no law, then I can understand better. You actually created something.
Well, tikkun is you're making some change in the item. You have to actually change the item.
This is way
so. Buttoning is not changing the item. The item remains the same. Unless you have a case of making a cat, if you make a knot, it might have a problem also. But you happen to change the item, you've added a knot. Okay. Test. Sif test. Aim Gerlin as a psila. You can't. Plate, I guess, would be the right word. You can't. That's the word we're looking for. Twist. But you make the wick. Spin it into a psila. You take the cotton and make it into a wick. Plate it, I guess, is probably the right word. You can't make the wick out of whatever material it is. You can't be mahaviv it. Mahaviv is delighted gently to scorch it, and this way it's lit before, and therefore it lights better when you want to actually light it. So that you cannot do, because that's all forms of tikkun mana. You're making this material into a wick. The usable wick. In a kosher called tzarcha, it's not hard enough. It doesn't stand straight the way you want it to, or it doesn't stick out the way you want it to. You want to rub it together a little more. So yochel amachlo b'yodik et lahakshar. So you can rub it together between your palm in order to make it hard. You could also soak it in oil. This is a whole nyamtav, obviously. And therefore, later on, when you light it, it'll burn better. Shade b'ner dolik. But you can do that only in oil, which is not in a lamp, which is burning. Because if you put it in a lamp, which is burning, you're taking some of the oil away by putting it into the wick. Membeis in garlic. Pirish kisha shayzra. When you wind and twist it together, of it kli b'yomtiv, you're making a kli. It's coming from a piece of material into a wick. You can't take it apart. That which is braided together, you'll take it apart. You can't take it apart. Even though it'll make it usable to light, it's going to light better. But that's all tikkun mana. So that's also even if you do it, you know, with the palms of your hands. They would scorch it to take the little pieces of material which are left, little threads sticking out, sometimes prevent it from lighting well. So you want to scorch those away. It's also mishum tikkun mana. But if it's not hard enough, it's already shaped, and it's not hard, you want to harden it a little bit by rubbing it a little more. But by hand, is mutter. The tikkun kalachiyadu, because it's considered a tikkun, some act of fixing it, done with a shinoi. So this is the rabbanu with a shinoi. They didn't answer that. The you want to soak it in oil. You're soaking in oil to be used later on that day. Otherwise, you're doing it for the next day, which is also it's a chalim. It's water only if you're taking the oil from a lamp which has no fire lit in it. Because when the lamp has a lit wick in it. Rishar b'soicha, and you soak this new wick in there to absorb some of the oil. Ismail Hashem, it says. You're taking away some of the oil. Rabbeinu Ba'alma, Mishnah Ben Hashem, and Shabbat Ner Chai, and Shabbat Chavim. That's what we said before. When you take away some of the oil which is in the lamp, you're considered that you're doing kibui. You're extinguishing. So when you have a wick, sometimes the part of the wick will carbonize because it's black, the little body over there, and that blocks the light. Your tonica, your menorah, you use a wick. You'll get this black thing on top, and then they make the light not lit so well. So you want to remove that, take that off, in order that it should light better. So that's part of the maisa. That's the maisa of helping it burn better. So that's halakha. So halakha is put of any kind of rishon psil. You can't cut it off using the kli. So, now that's talking about when you're cutting into the wick itself. We had this idea before. The Shabura mentions we had before what of he said, but from the actual body of the psila saucer. So what he said over here, that was the Shabura before in Chavches. So in Sibdal he said you can cut off the top even with a clean, that it should light better. But Shabur said, that's talking about you taking off just that burnt part. If you're going to cut into the wick itself, it's awesome. So then that's what it means over here in Sifyud, that if you're going to cut into the Rosh, you're cutting into the wick itself, not the burnt part on top. Mem Zayin, Lahasar Pechel. Hainu Mashikar Nisraf, Venasim Pechel. It's already burnt. It's become Pechel, carbon. It's causing that the lamp does not, the wick does not give a good light. So that you're allowed to do. Okay. I mean, it's some of the since the Shulchan Aruch does not qualify the statement, he leaves it as a without any qualifications. Mashu, that feel of a clean motor. You can even use a clean to do it. Mashu, see him. That which he ends off and he says, you can't cut the Rosh Hapsila, which means you cannot cut it. The difference is over here, you're discussing cutting off the pechon, and there you're discussing you're cutting the actual wick, the remaining healthy, intact wick. That's awesome. They were debating. And they were like, some disagree. I don't know if you're some disagree with the way we just said. They say that to cut with a kli, even if you're just cutting off the top, which is ready pechov, is all sauce. So that's the machlokes. This is all the basic halacha. But there's a minig of la'onu b'medina seinu nogu lahachmir. Our minig is bein b'ner shel shemen, bein b'ner shel shava. Whether you're talking about an oil lamp or a wax candle or a tallow candles, shall limchay Kol Iker Afilu Pecha. We don't do any removal at all from the wick. Ben Miyad or Ben Bekli. Whether by hand or whether with a kli. The Ein Heter Ella. The only thing you're allowed to do is Lenape Tapecha Beetzbo'o. Is that I'm not sure exactly what Niputz is and how what is he being Meichet and being Menapetz. Niputz is normally usually means like combing something off, so like brushing off. That's what I assume that it means. So that's what Shem Mechabe would be a dying. Because in that situation, you're not doing any direct act to the fire. You can incline it to help it burn better. So it sounds like what he's saying, the fire is lit, and you want to flick it off, even though the rest of the fire is burning better. But that act of taking it off, if you're doing some effort to keep on that thing, which is lit. So that is part of the fire, and that's lit. So our minute is not to do that. But after that, I'm not very clear exactly what the physical difference of how you do the two processes, how they're different. In the case where Yom was Friday night, when you light the Nair,
They
have this tremendous amount of discussion over here. The love of all of his neighbors.
But if it's still with the 12 hours of partial salting, there's still a certain amount after.
Okay. Tov Kuf Tesvav 515. Tak Tav. So Mishnah Berurah gives a major introduction to the symbol. So let's see the introduction of the symbol. Okay. So the issue over here, which the Sim is going to deal with, is cases where a person receives an item, he buys it from a goyer, the goyer gives it to him, and we have to be concerned that at the beginning of Yom Tov, it was in a state of prohibited usage, it was attached to the tree, let's say it was a fruit, and or was beyond the tchum, etc. And it's been brought, the on Yom Tov became detached. So that's such an item which is also to detach on Yom Tov. You can't pick an apple off a tree on Yom Tov. So that apple is books. One issue. Second issue is do we have to know the fact that the guy is picking it from a tree in order to sell to a Jew? So there's two concerns over here in the city. Or the guy brought it from beyond the tomb for the Jew. So the guy is doing some halacha for the Jew. So what is the halacha does the Jew have to get? So we'll discuss if he can benefit from it, but the other Jews can benefit from it. The guy did it specifically for you, or the guy did it for whoever wants to buy. What about if the majority of the city, people in the city are not Jewish? he bought it, did it for everyone's going to buy, which happened to be a non-Jew. And I'm a Jew, and he's willing to take it. I can't give him any money, but let me take it on credit, and I'll pay him after Yom
Kippur.
Okay? I can't use it on, case I cannot use it on Yom Kippur. Can I use it immediately after Yom Kippur is over? Do I have to wait? That's all this simon. Okay?
Then you can swim in
Nicholas, before we get involved in explaining this, Adik Lashon HaGemara over there. Sorry, I would like to quote the Gemara and with some explanation. Isa, this is the Gemara Be'er Chavdal Rambeis. Omer HaPapa Hilchusa. The Papa says this is a halacha. This is a undisputed halacha. Nach Rishayi Durban Liyisav Yom Tov. A goy brings a present to a Jew on Yom Tov. If that type of, let's say, it's a fruit or a vegetable, if that item there are available in this area, that item attached to the ground, it has not been fully harvested in the neighborhood, fully picked in the neighborhood. So you have to be concerned that maybe he picked it for you. So then it's also, you cannot use it. If, however, the whole neighborhood, it's been all harvested already, so everything's been cut already, so you can assume he's giving you something which is cut. So then it's more. Okay, so first of all, it's also because it was getting the optive, it was attached to the tree. Or we have to be concerned about that possibility. Well, the Arab, and in the evening, which is after Yom Tov is over, Nami Yosur, Mitzil Osur, Bichdei Shiye Osur, the amount of time it would take to accomplish this act. So, if it takes the goy to go out to the fields where this fruit was taken, would be taken from, and pick it and come back, time lapse of an hour, so I'd have to wait an hour until after Yom Tov is over before I could use the item. The time it takes to make that happen. Pierce Rashi. Rashi explains, what's the issue? The high asurin, the high number should look, so the issue here is a problem of looks. Since the beginning of Yom, this fruit was not permitted to use to attach to the tree. So as far as the Jew is concerned, this item is not usable. And what's the beginning of Yom? It remains mooks to the rest of Yom. That's the role of Migudis Katsoy. Since it's mooks at the beginning of the Shabbos or Yom, it remains mooks to the rest of the day. Now Rashi throws in a curveball. That halacha, that when it's mooks at the beginning of Shabbos or Yom, it remains mooks at the rest of Shabbos or Yom, it's Yehuda Shita. Rav Shimon argues. The Boris says that Rav Shimon is in a case where a person, as it were, actively decided to put him in the state of Israel. Okay. So according to Shimon, if it's useful for the Shabbos, it's not useful for the Shabbos. If it comes useful during Shabbos, you're allowed to use it. We don't have to apply this rule. Books at the beginning remains books for the rest. Well, the Boris says Rav Shimon is invited to the following scenario: if the person would actively place it in a state of being not usable before Shabbos, we're called a nachya b'yadayim. You push it away by hand. You made it unusable yourself. Then you basically have a safe das, you're not planning to use it, and even Rav Shimon agrees it remains amongst the rest of the Shabbos. There's an opinion that we pass like Rav Shimon Bayom. So Rashi wants to say that this Gemara knows even like Rav Shimon. So how could that be? So Rashi adds the following: if I'm standing in the field and I'm looking at that apple tree, and I can pull that apple up before Shabbos, and I decide not to, that's the equivalent of being knocked. I made a decision to make this thing mooks. So then it'll remain mooks for the rest of the Shabbos, even if afterwards the apple falls off or the guy takes it off its head. The Midaloy leaked on me as small, since he did not pick them before Shabbos, or before Yom Tov, Tzinu Midaita. He's made a decision to make it Muksa. The feeler of Shimon, the less the Muksa Ba'alma, even if Shimon doesn't hold that things remain Muksa, Moedim is a herald of Moedim. Ein Shem.
And by the way, if you don't call both sides, you have got nothing to do. Yeah. You like those people, and we're going to be stuck on what you're going to do. So now we're going to wash all of
that's the, why it's Usher on Yom. Why is it Usher after Yom? After Yom, there's no Muksa issue. So why is it Usher after Yom?
What do you do?
My the government will Arab Usher and Bikhne Sheyosu. It's Usher after Yom. Pirish Rash. Kedei Shul Lo Yehena Mimelechus Yom.
Yeah,
we don't want the person to benefit from the act that the goy did. Tosfos will say a different reason. So we'll quote in a second an alternate explanation of the word afraid. If I tell you that it's mutter immediately after Yom Tov, even though I cannot use it on Yom Tov at all, so I'm going to possibly tell the guy to do it. So even though I do not gain using it on Yom Tov, I gain having it immediately available after Yom Tov. So if someone takes a few hours to do, that's a gain. Because if I wait until Yom Tov and then start getting involved, I have it 3 hours from now. Here, I can use it right. I have it available right away. So there's a motivation for a person to tell the guy to do it. So he said, no. There's no motivation because also after Yom Tov, because they show the time it takes. Rashi does not say that pshat. Rashi says we don't want you to benefit from a malacha done on Yom Tov. So the Rambam will say different scene. That second other pshat in Rashi is how long you have to wait. The malacha was plucking it off the tree. How long does it take? A minute. Okay. How long does it take to walk to where the tree is and walk back? Might take an hour. So if the point of the motivation is not to tell the goy, so if I wait 1 minute, if I drop it, I'm being motivated to tell the goy. So now I have to wait is the time for the whole circuit with things to be done. Because the Rashi, the point is, you cannot benefit from malacha done on Yom Tov. So the malacha, if you use it immediately, that malacha made something mutter. Here, if you wait a little bit, the malacha didn't make it mutter because in regards to the malacha aspect, the time has lapsed where the malacha could have been done. So there are a few things that in Rashi and the other pshat, which is Tosfos. That's Rashi. Now, next step. Today, and I say le'erev it's also but they say also. So the goy arrived on Yom Tov day number one, and he gave the jewel present. So I say you have to wait till after the first day of Yom Tov, after the second day. So Rashi says, "Matamar b'deshi also asurim b'mashal la'arikach matar b'mutzer hanafilu le'erev rishonam." It's after the first day. Abagav the leil Yom Tov sheniu. It's already the second night of Yom Tov. Matam rak b'deshi also mutzer hanachach b'manushal. It's mutzer. How's it mutzer? We deal with the Yom Tov as if there is sof. So let's argue the case. If the first day was really Yom Tov, today is Kav. So you wait in Bnei Sheyos and enjoy it. Elamai, know today is Yom Tov, so that he picked it on a weekday. So what am I waiting more than that? If tonight is already a weekday, so you waited the proper time. If tonight is Kaddish, means it's picked on a weekday. That's the opinion of most of the Rishonim. than like Rashi. So we have a Rashi that it's mutter immediately after the first night going into the second night. However, if you're, the issue is because you might tell the goy, right? So if I tell you that at the second night of Yom Tov you can benefit from this thing right away after the time lapse, so it's a weekday, an actual weekday. Listen, after a certain time I can do it myself anyway, so what do I gain? But if secondly, Yom Tov, I cannot do it because it's Yom Tov. So if it be up to me, I have to wait another 24 hours till get out there. Over here, the guy pinned it on day one, and 2 hours into day two, I'm allowed to use it. It's a fight, I have a motivation to tell the guy. So I'm going to have to say that it's us or Pinesha Yosu after the second night. So again, according to that second explanation, all these along the Rashi are not going to be different. We're different. We're going to be it has to be actually practically possible for you to do it, which that's not after the first night. The Heinul Erev Yom Tov Sheni B'Nei Sheyos. Those who's man chel b'roy lasiyah, then it's possible to do it with time. The Ficha Chemiro Chum Lesser Kol Kol Yom Sheni. We go back to Kach B'Nei Sheyos. The Amart. Because if you'll tell me the Mutarder, so Yom Tov Rishon, Kashin and Shem and Yom Elanachir, but Yom Tov Rishon, Leichol Lekartli, Kashin Yochel Lechol Man B'Sheni, because you'll be able to benefit on the second day. Okay. Now here's the Nachir Minas Sover. We said the Chumras how the second pinyan will be more macro than the first. What about the other way around? A cooler. What about a cooler the following? Can somebody else use it? The present was brought from Reuven. Can Shimon eat it? So this is, if the problem is you're benefiting from Malacha Don on Yom, so I don't care who it is. So the problem is you might tell the guy to do it. The goy is a friend of Reuven, brought Reuven a present. The Reuven might be able to ask the goy to do it for him. Shimon has no shackles to the goy. Shimon can't ask the goy to do it. So no reason why Shimon can't eat it. The Rashi Misiato Shaloi, Rashi and his entourage, his following, other Rishonim, the Pirshu that Tam Eshech Miru, Bnei Shaloi, Henry Melechos Yopdim, Shagdin Zeh, Bein Lami Shahuba Bishaloi, Bein Lacherim, applies to everybody. Avodeo, according to the second opinion, the Tam Eshech Miru, Bnei Shaloi, 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 Bnei lesser. We can ask it for you, but not for others. I'm not going to ask the to do it for other people. They don't have
6 minutes, 8 minutes, whatever.
Because I do a various for myself.
Right.
I don't do a various for you. Mela, the sheet is all card to this opinion. Yes, cooler than you're not here. There'll be a cooler in regards to other people. And also, like here, Rock, the Yerisha Mavad, Yishu Mooks. Now, this still is a Mooks problem. So, on Yantu itself is Mooks. But immediately after Yantu, it's going to be Mooks for other people. Now, God, what's the Miyad? We circle out the tribulation goes.
Anyway,
we're an hour's here. Okay. Now, some places disagree. They say that it's a dog, even like these are the across the wall people.
Oy is a show.
Big more. Im ein me aus samit bim khaber. Tay hat khumes mutter. Khumes khumes aus.
This is the agi gilabit and shot 89. If the only issue is there is nothing mechuber, so everything's been harvested, so there's no problem of it being detached. But if the next question is, it was brought mechus to chum, so if it's brought to chum, that's mutter. It's brought chus to chum, it's also. But I also skim our first skim to who had who not left hole. Well, I hold it to me that you cannot eat it and use it. I will tilt the mutter. But right, when the issue is because of it can't be chus to chum, you're allowed to move it.
So
let's say, for argument's sake, it's a relevant case is more relevant for us nowadays. It's the male. The male comes on Yom. The male comes on Shabbos. So I look at the letter, and the letter is posted from San Francisco. So the very good chance that this letter. It's early. It's early Fridays. Shabbos starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's very possible. Beginning of Shabbos, this item was somewhere in the middle of America. It's definitely beyond the Kibbutz. If you track the letter, you can tell you that it arrives at the starting facility at 1:33 a.m. Saturday morning. It's delivered to my door the next day. So I'm allowed to move it. I can't benefit from it. I'm allowed to move it. So tilt the list more. Now, in that case, the Gemara says the Gemara does not mention Mitzvah Shayos. The case of Tchum doesn't mention Mitzvah Shayos. So Shlomo knows that Tchum and the Kilo they circle Hamtin there Mitzvah Shayos. So Rashi learns that there's no din of Tchum of Mitzvah Shayos. So I cannot benefit from it on Yom, but immediately after Yom I can use it. So what would Rove be? I think this Rosh Hashanah is a big issue. We're saying
it
was
and this city, I assume Rove people are owned by Rosh Hashanah.
You do need to wait because they say also. Most Rosh Hashanah hold, you do need to wait. Eat my tumor also. So if I want to open that letter Motzi Shabbos and use it, so I have to wait because they say yos. Even though I said the guy they should be detached 2 day yom, I have to wait till Motzi Yom Tov the second day, not the first day. Immediately after, you need the Shia also, but the Shia also of day one going to day two is good enough. What do you bring me a melon? There's no melons around him which are attached to him. He brought me close to him. So I wait. I know that the only melon patch around here is 3,000 amas away. So it's cool. So now, it takes an hour to walk 3,000 amas. So once a yomtiv rishon, I wait an hour and I can eat the melon. If the problem with the melon is detached, not yomtiv rishon, so I have to wait till the once a yomtiv the second day. Wait an hour after the second day. But it's only a question of Tchum, I can wait an hour. Go day one to day two.
Once.
Yes, cool. Then you tchum. Second cool. Yes, above is shul. You saw there. What did the shilach alecha oisay adam? Philip of Ayar. By tchum, we did not ask it for all people. We only asked it for that person. Now, what's the argument? Because the whole reason why it's also for everybody else is because of books, or because you shouldn't even have it from malechus yom. Not really malechus yom. It's not books. It wasn't attached. But I have a different problem. An item which begins out, begins Yom Tov beyond Chum gets its makom over there. The same way, if a person goes beyond the Chum, he cannot come more than Dalet Amos. So if an item goes beyond the Chum, doesn't get more than, can't come more than Dalet Amos. So I can't move this item more than Dalet Amos where it is. So you want to eat your melon, fine. You eat your melon where the guy put it down for you. Or within Dalet Amos. However, we have a halacha that if it's inside of a house, the whole house is equivalent to all of Dalet Amos. Or if it's in a walled city, the whole city is in like Dalet Amos. Or if it's a non-walled city, when you put an Erev around the city with a source of Pesach, you made it halachically equivalent of an enclosure. Fine, there's only Dalet Amos. But the number of the virus is sitting in the Zebes and the Shemitah. So that's the introduction. Now we're ready to discuss the Simmons. So let's just review the points of the introduction. So if a goy does a malacha on Yom Tov, it brings it to the Jew, the Jew cannot benefit from it on that Yom Tov. That's true either because for three potential reasons. Either because it's muksa, because the beginning of Yom Tov wasn't usable, because you cannot benefit from malacha on Yom Tov, because you're afraid you might ask the goy to do it for you. Three reasons. In the evening, so the problem of being the hand of Malach is Yantav still applies. I have to wait a little bit, because otherwise I'm benefiting from the Yantav. Books is gone immediately after Yantav is over. And the Xer, you might ask, the Goy is also relevant. So then you have to wait until the Erev Bichnei or Sen, the time it takes to accomplish this. If the second day is going from day one to day two, so books is gone immediately after. Sorry, the books issue was books on day one doesn't mean it's not books on day two. It's not, which is day one is not usable, and it became usable on day one, but it remains books for the rest of day one. Now day two starts, day two really be usable. It's not books on day two. We don't schlep the books from day one to day two. So if I have an apple which falls off the tree on day one, I cannot eat it any time during day one, but I can eat it on day two.
I thought there was a gazera like that, if the apple's on the ground or something. Isn't there something in Bayah, like, we don't want you to pick up apples?
You can't pick up more than one apple. One apple.
So you pick up one.
That's true, but in case of the guy picked it up already, brought it to you, that would be irrelevant. That's correct. Okay, now it's ready after day one is over, day two. So the books is gone. No, nothing ahead of him left with Yom Tov. I wait the time it takes, now I can benefit.
Can I ask you a question on that point? When you said the mail, how do you calculate the amount of time you'd have to wait?
Again, usually the mail, it's not so much you're benefiting from. It's not a question of how long. In a long sense, reading is not going to but if you believe it was brought from the very before, beyond the school, it takes a transporter. And now you know, you wouldn't really know, but the thing is post-dated Thursday in San Francisco, and I get at my house on Saturday morning, there's a good chance it's still being the summer beginning of Shabbos, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, 5 o'clock in the winter, it was still some truck somewhere. Sorry. Now, but there is an exam. They still have the problem of the person might ask the guy to do it for you.
So that'll create a chumrah. Then we said, however, when it comes to tum, when it comes to issue, can somebody else benefit from it? So the answer is, it's probably not putting the hand up from a left as young, it applies to everybody. Asking a guy to do it wouldn't apply. Because I wouldn't ask the guy to run it for me to be fighting for somebody else. And he has no entree to ask the guy, period. When it comes to tum, tum also is a problem. Rashi also is no limitation yosef. There is a limitation yosef, but you don't need to wait till Motzei Yom Tov the second day. And it's only yosef for that person who was brought for, and not for anybody else. However, you cannot move it. So now that you can eat it, but you can't move it beyond the Alarm is unless it's inside of an enclosed area.